Music and chat. Sit back with Joe Phillips on 95.5 FM BBC Somerset.
So if you've just tuned in, we're talking about musicals this morning, and we're especially proud because Somerset has a few of its own stars who've been part of the big West End shows. One of them is Belinda Evans from Yeovil, who you might remember was a finalist in the BBC's How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria? And most recently, she starred in Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera. So I caught up with her to find out a few secrets about the show. I asked her first, though, why people love musicals so much.
Well, I think you get a bit of everything when you go to see a musical, don't you? You get some singing and dancing and acting, and they're usually quite a spectacle. So I think, there's something for everybody. You know, there's stuff for the kids, and obviously the adults like it and the older people like it. So it's a nice genre to be able to perform in, I think.
Have you got a favourite musical yourself?
Well, I have to say Phantom, really, because I've spent a year of my life in it. But, you know, there's some quite exciting new things coming up on the West End at the moment, and I just think it's I can't really name a favourite, because they're all so different at the moment as well. You know, Phantom's kind of in a league of its own, and Les Mis, those are the two that I think rule the West End, really. You know, they've been there a long time and doesn't look like they're going anywhere, so that was very successful. And there's new shows, the kind of poppy rock shows like Wicked, that come in and are here for a while, and you've got classics like Mary Poppins, which I think has left now, actually. But, you know, there's really something. There's so much variety. I'm desperate to see Avenue Q. All my friends think that's wonderful.
And yeah, with the puppets.
Yeah, so I'm desperate to see that, which must be the next one I go and see. I think, yeah, that's funny. And I must take my dad to see Spamalot, because I think he'd find that hilarious, the Monty Python one. So there's just so much out there. It's really exciting. So much new things coming as well, which is great.
I would love to see Avenue Q as well. And I most recently saw Dirty Dancing, which was absolutely fantastic. Have you seen that yet?
No, I haven't. My friend went to see that a few weeks ago and loved it.
It is incredible. It's well worth the trip, I think.
Oh, great.
Now, let's say then that Phantom is your favourite musical. And we all understand why you're saying that at the moment, because you're in it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not in it anymore. I finished now, actually. I left in September.
Of course.
So I'm free at the moment.
Have you, though, got a favourite part of Phantom? The bit that you love the most? Because for me, it would be when the Phantom appears, you know, right at the top of the auditorium behind and scares everyone. Yeah.
Yeah, behind the mirror. I think my favourite part, actually, is when he first takes her down to the chamber, and they get on the boat and go through all the mist, and the candles come up through the mist. You know, it's the first time that they kind of go into his labyrinth, and it's just so beautiful. And because I was a swing on the show, I had some nights where I wasn't performing, and I used to just go and sit in the auditorium and watch it, and it never ceased to kind of make the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. It's such a beautiful part of the show, and you know, you see it from both sides. It's amazing, because when you're backstage, it's easy to forget how magical it is. You know, when you're working hard and you're up and down the stairs and you're just worried about getting the right costume on, and it's so easy to lose the magic. Like, I tried to go out the front and watch as much as possible, because it's like a different thing seeing it from the front to what actually goes on backstage. You know, it's just such a fantastic show. I think it's so beautiful.
And the music as well in Phantom of the Opera is just something else, isn't it?
Oh,
I'm thinking
wonderful.
Of, you know, All I Ask of You, and obviously Phantom of the Opera, Music of the Night.
Yeah, there's some beautiful melodies. And what I found was, even after, you know, being in the show 8 times a week for a year, I was still hearing new things in the melody, where they kind of had motifs that come back for certain characters. You know, there's little musical motifs that represent those characters, and it's so through composed that comes back all the time through the show. And there were places where I'd be, oh my goodness, I hadn't heard that before. And that's amazing after a year, if it can still do that to you. You know, it was a really happy time for me. I really thoroughly enjoyed it, and the people that I met have been wonderful. So yeah, lifelong friends made as well.
I'm springing this question on you a little bit, but are there any secrets that you can tell us about Phantom of the Opera?
I suppose one of the biggest secrets, I don't know if it's a secret, lots of people know. There's lots of trapdoors and stuff, and lots of trickery happens like that. We've got kind of three big traps on the stage, so people come up through them and appear and disappear at various points. But the bit that I liked the most when I was a swing was being the bride in the mirror. When the Phantom takes Christine down to the labyrinth the first time,
yes,
there's that doll of Christine behind a cracked mirror. Suddenly appears, well, that's a real person, it's not a puppet. And you have to stand still for kind of 10 minutes while he sings Music of the Night. After you've appeared, you know, he pulls the cloth off the mirror, and then you spring out and do this doll kind of position, and you have to hold this position for about 10 minutes.
I wondered how they did that.
A bit of a killer, but it's a real person. You've got a mask on, and you're trying to keep still, and it's fascinating because we can see, you know, the first few rows of the stalls. You can see people's faces, and they look at you for a while to check if you're a doll or if you're real, and then they sort of get on and watch the show. But I used to like spying on people.
Fantastic. I wondered how they did that. Final question. We're talking to loads of students this morning who are performing in musicals. Have you got any advice for them?
My biggest advice would be don't let them get you down. You know, you have to go to so many auditions, and every time you go to an audition, you're really putting yourself up to be knocked back. You know, there's so many auditions that you don't hear back from, and you can get, it's very common in the West End, you recalled and recalled and recalled for a part, you know, and you can be down to the last few, and then you still don't get it. And so just to get a bit of a thick skin, but just remember why you're doing it in the first place, because I often have to sort of take stock and think, God, why am I putting myself through all this? And sometimes I can't answer that, but a lot of the time I think, well, it's really where my heart is. It's the same whatever you're doing as a performing artist. I think you have to knock on a lot of doors, and sometimes they don't open, but you just have to keep on knocking, I think, and it will come good.
It's Belinda Evans from Yeovil talking about why she loves musicals so much and giving some advice as well. We first saw Belinda on BBC One as one of the contestants in How Do You Solve a Problem Like Marie? And of course, we're extremely proud of her achievements. Next up, we're going to be...